With that, we bring on Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marko Maric. And Marko, thank you very much, as always, for coming on the program. We appreciate it. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the last match. And, you know, we always talk about how comfortable you are now with sort of this second-year team under Todd Ramos, your second year in the league. In your second year, after getting a year under your belt, what have you realized maybe a little bit clearer in this league and MLS and how it's played?
For me, the first year is tough in every league, in every new country. You have to know how the league is working, on what your level you're playing. And I came like from Norway, so it's a lower league than MLS. So it was, for me, just a year to, of course, show myself that I belong here and I can play in the MLS, and just to show that the team can trust me as a new player, and just to task myself every game, like to a good level, and to be honest, enjoy it, because we played the first game against Galaxy and then the second against Kansas, and this was for me also something, one of the best feelings, like when you play in front of these stadiums. And I mean, like, you need time. Everybody needs time when you come in new. And I took the time for me and worked on myself and tried to be the best version of me in this year.
Now, you said this is a bigger league than Norway. In what way? Tell me what is different from playing in the Norwegian first division, and focus in on the things that make this to you a higher quality league.
I mean, there are more eyes, I think, on you, especially from the public, and you play against players what you played on FIFA, like Higuain and stuff like that, Matuidi, and these are world-class players, and you don't have this in every league. So these are challenges, and this is like appreciation to play against these guys. But it's a step forward for everybody, especially also around it, the stadiums, the traveling, everything. You feel like a professional football player, and this makes the difference, and this is why I came here.
Marko, what about the fact now that we're seeing so many pressing teams in Major League Soccer? I mean, the norm is every game, usually, you've got teams that are going to press as much as they possibly can to most teams. Does that really make you on alert a little bit more? I mean, you got to really be focused, because the ball can turn over very quickly these days.
I mean, I think we can say that the football is getting faster and faster every year. And you have teams who still sit in the back and play on counterattacks. But this is why we do the video analysis before the games, and you know what's coming on you. So you focus on the most simple things. And then the goalkeeper is there to save the balls. So I'm more worried to save the ball than to kick the ball away or whatever has happened. But It's also new for a goalkeeper. The goalkeeper developed in the last 10 years a lot. And it's nothing more different, just a different type of play. And you get focused on what you have to do each game. And that's it, to be honest.
Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marko Maric joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Let's talk a little bit about, the new rules, and now goalkeepers have to play with their feet, maybe even a little bit more. Do you enjoy that? Does that make it more fun? But it is also an additional responsibility, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, everybody thinks so. The game against Colorado, and I did a mistake on the third goal, and that's something where people say, like, they can say, like, he's shit on the feet, he's this, he's that, but It's a different way of responsibility when you get the ball on your feet, because you get the trust of your team that you can play off in the back. And it's something what connects you more to your team during the game. So you are like 90 minutes on your toes, because you can get every second the ball back. It's just, for me, it's just the appreciation to see goalkeepers who are comfortable on the feet is not on a high level. I think like the people are not appreciating goalkeepers who can play, because it, on some goalkeepers it looks easy, like a Neuer. This looks like he's a computer, but it's not that easy, because this is not really our job, but it's something what was putting into our position. So I think it is fun, because you challenge yourself, right foot, left foot, seeing this, seeing that. Like me as a player, I also look at my midfield player, like what they are seeing, how I can develop myself. So it's interesting. I think it's nice to have it, and it's fun.
Evolution of the position, and you're right in the middle of it. Manuel Neuer, is he one of your favorites?
Yeah, you have a lot today. You have so many good goalkeepers, and the goalkeepers are developing. I think the generations after me and the youngest generation, they will be crazy. I think there's so many technology today and all this stuff on YouTube, and the goalkeeper coaches are getting better and better. So I think in the future, it will be more Manuel Neuer than now.
Talking to Marco Maric, when you saw Alisson come forward and score off his head for Liverpool, tell me your reaction to that, because that was an incredible moment, very emotional too with his father and everything.
Yeah, I think for me, Alisson is one of my, I would say, favorite goalkeepers, not only as a goalkeeper. I think he's a very good person. I think one of the biggest points to be a good person. And of course, it's a dream for every goalkeeper to have this dream to score once in your life. And when the team needs me, let's say, and I can score, I would be very happy. But I was happy for him, and it was a perfect moment for his season.
Would you want to go forward in a moment like that? I can see you at the near post getting on a header.
Listen, I saw now a couple of goalkeepers who scored. So before that, I was like, what should I do there? If my striker can't score, why should I score? But now, you know, you never know when the luck is there and you score suddenly. So I would be happy with that.
Now, what about from the delivery of crosses and the types of plays that you see coming from MLS teams? Is that different than what you saw in Europe? Is there any tendencies there that you see? You know, do teams cross the ball earlier? Do they like to get it to the end line? I know there's a bit of everything, but is there anything that's a little bit different that you had to adjust to?
I would say, for me, when I came from Norway, Norway is a very hard league. They play an old-school type of football, I would say like a championship football in England. And there was a lot of crosses on corners. There was 5-6 players around you, and they didn't let you come out and stuff like that. So I was lucky that I played in this league, because I learned also there some new stuff what I didn't saw in Poland or in Austria where I played. But you have in every team there, 2, 3, 4 guys who have an unbelievable foot. So they cross free kicks different, they shoot free kicks different, corners and everything. But that's why the sessions are here, and we try to train on the best way, close similar to the games, and try to train every week on the crosses and free kicks and stuff like that, just to get the eyes focused on it and see the balls, the distance and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like when you have to come out and this and that, and when you have to catch and punch. But the level is high. Like I said, the MLS, in every team, there are 5-6 players who are really good, you know, and you have to be aware of them.
Talking to Marco Maric, goalkeeper for the Houston Dynamo, ahead of Sporting Kansas City. After year one, and you've got an excellent goalkeeper coach in Paul Rogers, after year one, was there anything specifically he zoomed in on with you that you really worked on prior to year two here?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody has to develop himself and getting better on the weaknesses. And, of course, there was some stuff what he wanted to improve in myself, and some stuff what I saw I have to improve. So we are very open about it, and I'm open to him if I say, like, this is something what I have to train more. And of course, I cannot forget there also Mike Nelson and Kyle Morton and Logan, three other goalkeepers. So we try to get the best out of everybody. And I'm open when I say this and this, and he says, I want to work on that and that, and you need to work on that and that. And we do that and try to make me or make us the best versions of ourselves.
Anything specific you can talk about, you would want to talk about, or is that something you prefer not to?
On everything. Yeah. Is it the easiest catch or the easiest punch? You have to work on everything. And that's, I would say, all-round sessions, the whole weeks and the whole year.
Second half, you had a spectacular save that you pushed over the crossbar. Tell me a little bit about that play and how that occurred, because that ball was hit so hard, it was almost hard to detect that you touched it, and then we realized that on the replay.
In that moment when I saw him, I said to just myself, I will wait, and if he scores, I don't know, in the right top corner or something, or left top corner. What can I do? I just did what I could stop, and luckily he shot in a position where I could get my hands up. And I think on type of situation like that, the best is just not to gamble, just to wait for the ball and make the player nervous, because this is also important to make the strikers nervous. If you show them something, they then it's easy job for them. But, you know, sometimes luck have to come with you. So this is also important.
All right, you're a big guy. Sometimes on the broadcast they say, well, Marco makes the goal look very, very small to shooters. How much is intimidation and confidence and command of a penalty area? How much of that is important for a goalkeeper?
I think with confidence and
the way you carry yourself.
Yes, like how you show yourself. I think you're not allowed, I think from my perspective, not to show fear. Like you are there and you're unbeatable. Doesn't matter who you are, you're unbeatable. If they score, well done for them. I think this is a big part, especially on one against one. When you are big and tall in front of them, and I mean, sometimes they get scared, sometimes they trick you, but you have to be fearless.
Marco, you make saves in differing ways. Sometimes you help a ball over the crossbar. Sometimes you got to go low. Sometimes you got to fly into a corner. Sometimes it's a one-on-one. Is there a specific save that, for some reason, just makes you feel better than the other? Is it stopping a guy in a one-on-one situation? Is it going low to pick one out of the corner? What's the favorite type of save that you like to make?
Everyone. Until I can stop the ball, I don't care how, it's my favorite save. But for me, the most difficult save, it's not really a save, it's a straight shot to your hands, who is coming from 25, 30 yards. And it looks so easy, but this is the most difficult save, because it can happen that you're like, yeah, that's an easy catch, and then suddenly something can happen. I think this is, for me, the most difficult shot you can face, a straight shot to your hands. Because the other ones is just for pictures, you know. This is beautiful, but the real saves are the easiest saves are the most difficult saves.
Marco, last one before I get you go. How do you like Houston now that things are loosening up a little bit? You've probably been able to see a little bit more around the city. How do you like the city itself?
It's good. It's like I said in the start, I felt welcome straight away. And I can say that Houston have one of the best restaurants. This is all, like, I am enjoying the restaurants in Houston, and enjoying especially the weather. This year is for me beautiful. Last year was very hot. This year is nice. Houston have a lot of stuff. I just hope that my family can come over and show them Houston on the way I saw it.
Yeah, me too. I hope that happens for you soon. Marco, thank you very much for coming on the show. As always, best of luck against Sporting Kansas City.
Thank you very much.
All right, he's Marco Maric, brought to you by FM Kitchen and Bar. That's a great play for craft cocktails. Get over to FM Kitchen and Bar, because it's sometimes tough to get good food along with craft cocktails. They have it. They got a great patio outdoors. They are also dog friendly. It's FM Kitchen and Bar. Marco, thank you again for coming on the program.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We'll take a break.